Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Nations will pause and hearts will skip a beat as billions look on. The world's biggest sporting event, of course, starts in London this Friday. And I'm sure I can speak on behalf of most Australians when I say the Olympic Games will be such a highlight of 2012. Our very own two-time Olympian is here with us tonight to preview the upcoming Games. Jeremy Ralston, welcome back to Open House.
Thank you, Lee. Yes, it is an event close to my heart.
Sure is. Just tell us before we start on London, what's this week like, the week leading up to the big event, the opening ceremony and all the hype?
Yeah, well, I guess for any of us that were in Sydney in the year 2000, you just remember the vibe around the city. It is an amazing atmosphere, and there's just this expectation would be the one word that comes to mind.
Fear?
Fear for some athletes, although it shouldn't be, but yes. Just anticipation and expectation.
Yeah. How's the Australian team looking heading into London 2012, Jerry?
Well, it's a strong team. It's actually a small team on a relative scale. There's only 410 athletes, which is the smallest team we've sent since 1992. But there are some notable medal chances. And interestingly, over half of those 410 athletes will be debutants.
What an experience, eh?
Yeah, and I mean, I guess it compares to the winter team where we have 34.
Yes, that's a good point. Who'll have the honour of being Australia's flag bearer? That's always a big question.
Yes, and it's been in the news today because yes. Natalie Cook was speaking about it. Natalie is the first Australian woman to compete at five Olympic Games, and she's the only person, male or female, to have competed at every Olympic beach volleyball competition. So she talked about wanting to see a woman carry the flag, but she's up against some stiff competition. You've got people like Michael Diamond and Russell Mark, gold medal shooters, that are competing at their sixth Olympics. You've got Stuart O'Grady, the Olympic gold medalist in cycling, a six-time Olympian as of this Olympics. You've got Liesl Jones, and probably the favourite to carry the flag, even though he's carried it before, is Andrew Hoy, who's competing for an amazing seventh Olympic Games.
I remember him from Atlanta. He did it there.
Yeah. It's incredible. And the decision on who carries Australia's flag will be down to Australia's new chef de mission, Nick Green, of the awesome foursome fame. Yep. And that gets announced at the team reception, which is the night before the opening ceremony.
Great stuff. It seems family connections. When you look at this team, family connections feature strongly.
Yeah, it's just great to hear these interesting stories. So we've got our first ever father-daughter combination competing at the same games. David Chapman and his daughter Hayley Chapman will compete in shooting. That's a great story. And there's also three sets of siblings. There's two girls, Alex and Annette Edmondson, in cycling. There's Bronte and Kate Campbell in swimming, and Melissa Rippon and Kate Ginther in water polo. Oh, just imagine competing with your brother or sister.
Yes. I hope that's good. So tell us how strong this team is. How are we going to do in 2012? What are our greatest medal prospects, Rollo?
Well, here's a few to look out for. Okay. Australia's aims to be in the top five on the medal tally, which is pretty realistic. But again, what I would say is that you never can count on anything in sport, let alone the Olympics. It comes around every 4 years, and that's one of the things that makes it such a special event. So let's look at some of the big sports. Let's look at swimming. James Magnussen, the freestyle sprinter, wants Olympic gold and the world record.
He's got to shave that beard off.
He will shave that beard off. That I would put money on.
Yes.
And you've got people like Alicia Coutts, who won a number of world championship medals last year. You've got Liesl Jones, who will defend her 100-meter breaststroke crown. We're pretty strong in the relays, and particularly the medley relays. But I would say in swimming, unlike previous Olympics, we don't look like we'll dominate as much.
Okay.
Then you move over to some of the other big sports. Athletics, Sally Pearson, of course. She's world champion, a short-priced favourite to better her silver medal from 4 years ago. You've got Steve Hooker, who I guess a lot of people are wondering about his form, but you can't write off the reigning Olympic pole vault champion, and he showed today. He came up with a 5.72-metre best outdoor jump of the year, I believe.
I wonder whether he's been foxing a bit, but anyhow, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll soon see. And then you've got someone like Mitchell Watt, who's the national long jump record holder, and he won a silver medal at last year's World Championship. So we're probably stronger in athletics than we have been in the past.
That's good.
Probably one of the biggest battles that will define Australia's Olympics is actually in the cycling. Our battle with Britain will be really, really interesting. You got people like Anna Mears, who carries the gold medal hopes, a multiple Olympic and World Championship medal winner. Here's a story to sort of illustrate how strong our team is. Glenn O'Shea had to beat the 2011 world champion, another Aussie, Michael Freeburg, just to make the Australian team for the World Championships. Then he became world champion. Our men's team sprinter world champion. So that's a very strong team as well. And just to quickly cover off on some other sports, people might not know, Tom Slingsby in yachting, he's won 5 world titles in 6 years and was named World Sailor of the Year in 2010. So it would be a surprise to not see him win gold. Rowing, we've got many world champions. You've got Drew Ginn trying for his 4th Olympic gold medal. He was a member of the Awesome Foursome, you might remember.
Wouldn't you love to see him get it?
Oh, again, another amazing story. Yes. We've got the men's lightweight Coxless Fours are world champions, and Anthony Edwards is competing at his 5th Olympics. Again, in a sport like rowing, to do that is amazing. And, you know, we've got the men's hockey team. The Kookaburras is extremely strong, having won everything. We've got some amazing equestrian riders. Obviously, we've won a lot of gold medals in our pet event, the team 3-day event. Mm. And we may actually have a chance of winning our first ever show jumping medal. So between that and basketball and world champions in BMX and Cadell Evans and Matt Goss in the road race,
yes.
Emma Moffat in the triathlon, where do I stop?
I've been taking notes. I'll keep it next to the lounge chair. Listen, about the mental state of athletes, they'll face their up and downs. It's not just the physical form, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, really, when you get to that level and you see people in the gym, physically you're very, very similar.
Yeah.
So really it does come down to your taper and how well you've prepared for that actual event. It comes down to your mental aspect of belief. And there is a little bit of luck in there sometimes. I guess what happened to me in the last Olympics is probably an example of that. But what I would say is we get so fixated on medals. So as much as what I said before in terms of medal prospects, really that's not what the Olympics is about, and that's not why it was instituted, and that's not why everybody loves it. You know, it's personal best. It's competing for your country with pride. It's passion. It's commitment. It's all of those things.
It's a great thing to remember because that's what it's all about. So what's the event you're looking forward to most, my friend?
Well, honestly, every event.
The games.
But if you wanted to ask me to put my thumb on one, the men's 100 metres. How could you go past it?
What a blast. Jerry Ralston, I don't need to say enjoy because I know you will. And thanks so much. It's a great rundown and look forward to it.
Yeah, thank you. I'll be back to talk about the highs and ups and downs next time we talk, next segment.
See you then.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.